They say no man's a hero in his own hometown, and this week we're going to look at the presidential contenders who might not get a ticker tape parade in their hometowns, and we need to look no farther than the Bryant Park Project's front yard, Republican presidential candidate Rudy Giuliani.
When I became mayor of New York City, things were out of control. I lowered taxes, I reduced the growth of government, made government more accountable, and New York City boomed. I would do these things for America because I know they work.
But if you look at the headlines around this city, New Yorkers seem to be telling a different story. Take this recent article from the New York Times. The headline, citing statistics, Giuliani misses time and again. In the Hate Yourself for Reading It New York Post, the other day the headline read, Rudy's Hitting Love Nest Money. And the cover of this New York magazine this week is New York Rudy Giuliani's greatest enemy. If you were beamed here from another planet and you read those articles, you might be surprised to find out that this stat missing love nest hiding New Yorker agitating man is doing A-OK in the rest of the country and has a real shot at the presidency of the United States. Chris Smith wrote the cover story about Mr. Giuliani for New York Magazine. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great. So where is the gap the largest between national and local perception of Rudy Giuliani?
Well, it's an accident, but I guess it's totally appropriate that I'm talking to you this morning from my son's public middle school in Brooklyn, because one of Rudy's abject, ugly failures as mayor of New York City was in trying to improve the public schools. It's an unwieldy, messy system and the kind of thing that requires perseverance and patience to try to turn around. And Giuliani could apply nothing but rage. I mean, he basically belittled and undercut two schools' chancellors who were making grudging, if not dramatic, improvements in the system, and he pretty much ran them out of town. And that's the kind of thing that New Yorkers know from 8 years of firsthand day-to-day experience is a huge part of Giuliani's record as mayor. Of course, he's running for president. You know, they're all going to highlight the good stuff. They're going to minimize the stuff that went badly in their other jobs, in their record. But with Giuliani in New York City, it's especially dramatic because his personality, his temperament was on display in its rawest forms here in New York. And we know that he had a lot of big successes. He does deserve a lot of credit for things that got better on his watch, particularly crime, particularly welfare, particularly what got lumped under the rubric quality of life. But he takes complete credit for all those improvements on the campaign trail, and both the fact that he didn't do it all by himself and that he had huge setbacks and we're not talking at all about his personal life. We're talking about his government life. I mean, those are the kind of thing that gall New Yorkers as he goes around the country talking about the city being out of control, you know, portraying it as essentially hand-to-hand combat getting from your apartment to work in the morning in the 90s. And while New York City had serious problems, it wasn't nearly that bad, and he wasn't the guy who single-handedly fixed it all.
So much has been made and even spoofed about Mr. Giuliani's frequent usage of the phrase 9/11, the term 9/11. Does that message resound with voters outside of New York City?
Oh, my God, yeah. I mean, you travel around with them. And I talk to folks in Florida and lots of other places who are intelligent, informed voters, and you say to them, you know, aside from what Rudy did on and after September 11th, you know, what do you know about him as mayor? What do you care about his record in New York City? And they literally say, it doesn't matter. He was a hero on and after September 11th, and that's all I'm interested in.
Yeah, he was on the cover of Time magazine. We forget he was Person of the Year.
Sure. I mean, and we forget, as we talk about the sort of day-to-day of the campaign, that he's essentially spent 6 years promoting himself as the hero of September 11th, and he's had a lot of media help in that respect. And, you know, the fact that he did show up when the president was missing in those first few hours is to his credit.
There was the small matter of the New York City Command Center, Emergency Command Center, being in one of the towers, but, you know, who's counting?
Exactly. And it's that kind of slipshod management of some of the emergency response and of sort of nuts and bolts aspects of the city government, you know, whether you're talking about the multi-billion dollar deficit he left the city, or, you know, the fact that while employment went up during his years as mayor, he didn't have a lot of hand in that happening. It was both the national economy and the actions of a lot of local business leaders that are more responsible. It's, you know, all dwarfed by the 9/11 image.
The thing, I think, when you talk to New Yorkers about Rudy Giuliani, they always say, well, wait till you see his real personality. This real Mr. Nice Guy routine. I'm curious, do you see big differences between Rudy, the presidential candidate, and Rudy, the mayor? Has that temper that New Yorkers know well, has it flared?
Only a little bit, and only recently. And that's interesting because it's starting to show more as the actual voting gets closer and as he continues to pull behind Mitt Romney in the early states in Iowa and New Hampshire. You know, the pressure is starting to show somewhat. And as Rudy's been questioned more closely on things like, you know, what was he doing running around 11 times in the Hamptons with a woman who was not his wife at the time and burying the expenses in various New York City budget lines. And even on petty stuff, like his remarks about the Red Sox and how he was going to root for them in the playoffs and World Series, you know, when reporters challenged him on that, he got very cranky. So It's starting to surface again. But it's interesting. You have to remember, I mean, we saw this in his two runs for mayor here. He's a very good performer. He's gotten nothing but better on the campaign stump. And he knows that his temperament is an issue and that the other candidates and the press are trying to goad him to overreact. So, you know, he's very much aware of that.
We should also point out that, you know, he's doing well with New York Republicans. 45% in a recent Quinnipiac poll said he would get the nomination hands down. So he does have support here. We should make that clear.
Oh, no question. You know, and you got to consider the context, you know, that in comparison to McCain or Romney or Huckabee, of course he's going to be a runaway front runner in New York and New Jersey and Connecticut and places like that.
Your article is a great read for folks who want to know a little bit more about New York. Is the city itself Rudy Giuliani's greatest enemy? Chris Smith wrote it. Thanks for joining us, Chris.
Thanks for having me.
Hope things fare well at your kid's school today.
All right.
Out in the 121125.
The 718.
Oh, that's true. I was trying to get the zip code in there. I didn't do it right.
718.
Hey, by the way, we're going to have another candidate in the spotlight tomorrow, a look at Democratic contender John Edwards.
Yeah, this is Rudy Giuliani, not the only guy who's getting an unpleasant dose of home cooking.
We'll 11215, that's it.